And Community Connection, as always, brought to you by First Baptist Church and by Tallgrass Motors. Speaking of First Baptist Church, I got the opportunity to spend a little bit of time this morning with music minister and minister to senior adults, Wade Daniel. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Well, it's a joy to be with you today to share about what's happening with First Baptist Church, and in this case with several other churches who are combining together for a program that's going to take place the last Sunday evening of October, October 29th, we're going to be having one heavenly night.
Wow, what a great idea. And I think the end of October kind of leads us, maybe draws a little bit of an arrow towards what's coming on later on in the year, too.
Well, it surely does. Well, the thing that's interesting about the fall time of the year, people find themselves reflecting. I mean, the birds are flying south for the winter. Mm-hmm. You've got the leaves changing. And we're reminded that, you know, we're changing. In fact, we get to thinking, you know, this world is not going to be our permanent home. You know, for the Christian, heaven is our eternal home. And this duration on the earth is very, very short compared to eternity. And when you think about what's happening in this world today, and you see the hurricanes, the fires, you see the destruction, you see all the tensions that exist on various levels, on politics and otherwise, it's good to know that there'll be a place where there is peace and rest and reuniting with loved ones. And primarily, it's a place where we can see our Creator, our Redeemer, Jesus Christ. And so we're combining with several other choirs to present this program, One Heavenly Night, on that theme. And Pastor James Bisadecki will be narrating and drawing from Scripture insights about heaven.
Okay.
But we'll be hearing from choir members that will comprise about 100 singers. Oklahoma Wesleyan University Choir, about 30 members under the direction of Dr. Jonathan Stewart, will be part of it. Travis Dunlap with Bartlesville Southern, Dan Calkins with Highland Park Baptist. Greater First Baptist is joining us for a couple of songs with Renee Paul directing. And even a few from Trinity Baptist, where Jonathan Stewart is the minister of music. But of course, leading out in that event will be First Baptist Church here in Bartlesville, where I'm the minister of music. We'll also have, in addition to the 100 voice choir, we'll have various soloists and a full orchestra.
It's nice. It's nice that you have the instrumentalists that can come together for that and really build a basis for what the vocalists get to do. It just kind of gives that much fuller sound, and there's nothing wrong with singing with tracks, but it's just about 200% better when you've got a real live orchestra backing the group up, you know?
That is so true, because it is so much more organic. There's so much interplay, balance, timbre, the colors of the instruments, the blending of them all will add a great insight to this score, particularly since it is this entire score is orchestrated by Bradley Knight, although there are several familiar tunes that people will know in a gospel-orientated program, like What a Day That Will Be, Heaven's Jubilee, We'll Understand It Better By and By, of course, the song When We All Get to Heaven, and then, of course, I'll Fly Away. That's just one of the medleys that's part of this, but there are many more songs that will be sung. We're going to do, of course, that last verse of Amazing Grace, When We've Been There 10,000 Years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first began. So it is really going to be exciting. Some songs like We Will Shall Wear a Crown. One of my favorite ballads is I Bowed on My Knees and Cried Holy. And many other songs. I've just scratched the surface, but it's going to be a tremendous night. And I think this is something that hopefully our whole community will come together and just fill the church. That's First Baptist Church down there, downtown Bartlesville, with praise. It's all these choirs joined together, their voices, in praise to the Lord.
And I think when you take several different ensembles that are used to singing, I'll say in their own church, in their own setting, with their own individual choir directors, you move it to, at least for most of them, to a room where the acoustics are different. You're used to just following your particular conductor, the way they think, the way they move. Everybody does it a little bit differently. All kinds of, they're all minor little things, but they're all things that a choir can stumble over, and it takes a while to put it all together.
Well, right. We have several rehearsals planned. We've had sectional rehearsals this past Sunday afternoon. And we're going to be working so that this large ensemble that is really a large choir, we're trying to work such a large organization so that it can yet be nimble and flexible and have nuance in the singing and expressing the song. So that's some of the choral things that I'll be working with and to make this really wonderful. But we'll have several soloists too that will be really wonderful to add their singing, their temperament, their style to various songs.
And that's the nice thing about it. Again, you get to draw on community resources. You may have a great alto soloist already, but it's nice to choose a different alto soloist from some other church and just, you know, get their interpretation on the song.
Exactly. So there will be a number of different folks singing. It will be different churches represented in the solo lineup. So it will be something for everyone, and it'll be something that you just won't be hearing in a normal setting at any of the given churches because of the nature of this being combined as it is.
So how long have the individual musicians been working on it? When did they first get the music and start looking it over? I'm going to guess it was July or earlier.
Well, it was the idea came earlier, of course, and I communicated with all the directors and gave them the books and the sample of the music, and they all bought into it. And then we had our initial meeting in August with everybody where they received a listening CD and a rehearsal schedule and the book. And they've been working on it independently, and then we come together, like I say, every Sunday afternoon in preparation for this, which will ultimately culminate in the program presentation October 29th, Sunday evening at 6 o'clock at First Baptist Church.
That's a lot of people giving of their time and talent all for a common goal.
That's so right, Charlie. It's just great. You know, you've narrated some of these before in the past, and what an asset it is to have had you on board, and we appreciate what you have contributed over the years as well.
Well, it's a fun opportunity to get with a group of musicians to hopefully, I don't get, you know, put the cherry on the top that they've already done all the hard work on. So.
Yes, I wanted to mention another thing that's happening that's so exciting at First Baptist Church. We've got something called the Third Monday Big Event.
We talked a little bit about that, a week or so ago when some information came out. I'm going to take a short commercial break, and we'll change topics and get to there in just a moment. We'll spend some time this morning with Wade Daniel from First Baptist, and more coming up in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Continuing our time this morning on AM 1400, talking with Wade Daniel, and of course, just a quick check of the forecast ahead of that. Again, the sunshine and a high today near 88, mostly clear tonight with a low near 54, and then sunshine for tomorrow. Again, a high near 90, 92 on Friday and Saturday, and then started cooling off just a little bit, 89 on Sunday. Still keeping around the 90s for the first part of next week. Our community connection this morning being brought to you by First Baptist Church and by Tallgrass Motors. Continuing with Wade Daniel this morning, and we were talking about, of course, the performance, the final weekend of October, and that kind of glides us through the rest of this calendar year. And you're starting off something new on a once a month for the 55 plus population of Bartlesville and the surrounding area, right?
That is so right, Charlie. We're excited to say that the third Monday of each month, we're having the third Monday big event, 55 plus third Monday big event. It takes place, as you mentioned, Charlie, downtown Bartlesville, First Baptist Church, and it's open to anyone who would like to come. We have a $5 lunch, includes your entree, salad, dessert, iced tea, or water. Where can you get a $5 lunch all-inclusive like that? Each of these events begin at 11:45 on the third Monday, and then each month we have a guest speaker, a musician, different groups coming every month that are inspirational. And in fact, people who want to be a part of this, they'll have to sign up in advance if they want the $5 lunch, because we'll have the lunch ready for you. And you can go to the church website, mybfbc.org, mybfbc.org, and sign up for that. Or you can call the church music department, 918-336-6172, and speak to Derek Crouch to get signed up for that. But if you want to see what's going on every month, you can check out the church website. This month we're having, in fact, September 18th, we're having Piano Pizzazz.
Sounds fun. It sounds like fun.
It's going to be lots of fun.
This is, I believe I saw something like four different pianists playing together.
Well, on this occasion, there were going to be four, but they're going to end up being two this time. We have had four before.
Okay.
We will have myself, Wade Daniel, of course, me, and then we're going to have Francine Perry.
Oh, okay.
And Francine Perry, by the way, has will be one of our guests later on in the year. She leads our ladies' Bible study for the community every Wednesday morning, and we have over 100 ladies that come to that event. Mm-hmm. In addition, we're going to have later this fall, the Bartlesville High School Jazz Choir will be our guest. We're having the ad-libs. As we're moving to next year, we're having Dr. Jonathan Stewart from the Oklahoma Wesleyan University. He's going to sing Frank Sinatra renditions. We're going to have state legislator Travis Dunlap, who will play the marimba, phenomenal percussionist. Mm-hmm. Those two will be with us for Christmas, the guitarist Doug Simpson and the songbird Pam Hughes. We're also going to have some speakers throughout the year. Noted sculpture author, Reverend Bill Spencer. We're going to have our pastor from First Baptist Church, James Bisadecki. We're having the radio personality, Charlie Tarbolate. I guess you've heard of him.
I've seen him in the mirror once or twice.
And then the chief of police, Tom Holland, will be there. And as I mentioned, our popular Wednesday Ladies Bible class instructor, Francine Perry, among others, that will be there. So check out the website. It's going to be exciting. We also have some trips that folks can go on in our community, 55 Plus. We're headed right now in October to through the Ark, Noah's Ark in Kentucky, and the Creation Museum. We've got a big Christmas extravaganza going to Prestonwood Baptist Church over in Plano for a big Christmas extravaganza over in December. Those two trips are already filled up, but the new trip we're working on next April, we're going to New York City and to Washington, D.C. on the Big Apple and the Capitol trip. So anyway, check out the website there. And what I'm really excited about, coming in the year 2018, we're going to have our first Jubilee.
Oh, okay.
Senior Adult Jubilee 55 Plus. We're having the Isaacs, the wonderful gospel bluegrass mm-hmm. groups coming in. We're having Dr. Tom Eliff coming to speak, and we're having a whole time of hymn singing. It was just going to be a wonderful weekend in October of 2018.
That'll be an exciting weekend, and I'm sure that you will be filled to overflowing for people who want to come and see and hear what's going on.
Oh, I would hope so. One last thing to mention is we're having the wonderful trio Selah coming for Christmas this year.
Okay.
And, you know, over the years we've done various programs. We've had Christmas pageants. We've had the Living Christmas Tree. And by the way, the Living Christmas Tree is coming back in 2018.
That's something that you seem to do on an every other year or so basis. And it's something that gives your mass choir a little bit of rest so they can do something like this one. And yet it's a regular occurrence that people can look forward to.
You're so right about that. It really brings the community together. It's a very inspirational program. And Selah will be really quite a program this year. You know, they've won numerous awards mm-hmm. in the Christian music industry, but they're authentic people. They have a message to bring, and it'll be very refreshing to hear the songs of Selah as they're coming the second Sunday in December, December the 10th. Here to First Baptist Church in Bartlesville.
Now, the 55 Plus program, is that something that you've really taken the reins of and spearheaded this one to get things going?
Well, they've had people over the years who've been doing it, and I've been to the church for 8 years, mm-hmm. and seven of the years that I was there, George Blevins and his wife Rachel headed up the program, and they have just done a marvelous job, and they passed the baton on now to me. And so prayerfully, I'm just going forward, and they've certainly set the platform, set the stage, and so we're looking forward to what the future holds as we extend now even further into our community to invite anyone who'd like to come to this inspirational event.
Well, it's nice that the Blevins kind of set the pattern for you. You can expand and build on that, but you're not starting from square one saying, I need to take this first step.
That is right. I cannot begin to tell you how thankful I am for the Blevins. They're great friends, and they've done a lot in this community in many ways and continue to do so for the 55-plus community.
Now, this is a community event. You're not just inviting members of your church, friends of your church.
That's right. It's anyone who would like to come. You just need to register by way of the email site, again, mybfbc.org, or call the church music department. Mm-hmm. Dara Crouch, ministry assistant, at 918-336-6172, and we'll be happy to put you on the list, noting for the $5 lunch, the third Monday big event. Check out the website as well, please.
Well, this is, I think it's going to be fun. You've got a good lineup, and I'm looking forward to hearing Travis. I think he's going to get a neat program. He is a marimba specialist, but you'll see him with the symphony. You'll see him so many places, and like percussionists usually do, moving up and down, playing a different instrument throughout the evening or afternoon of the program.
Well, that's true, and you will enjoy a number of things. Of course, the Ad-Libs have been mm-hmm. singing for years, and
yes.
they're very amusing, entertaining group. And then the Bartlesville High School Jazz Choir. You know, the Bartlesville, we're fortunate. We have a phenomenal orchestra, band, and choir program,
yes.
fine arts program here in Bartlesville that is one of the best in the state.
And an opportunity to really develop some musical talent, whether those young people do anything beyond, and I'm not trying to say only, but whether they are only singing in members of a choir like your First Baptist Church, or whether they're moving on, let's say like Travis Dunlap did, get a degree in music and do something professionally with it. So.
Well, exactly. The opportunity exists, and that's what's so wonderful, that we have opportunity. We're so many places and states and various regions are doing away with music programs mm-hmm. and the fine arts. It's great that these things are still considered and are sort of a vital part of the heartbeat of a community and a culture and a way to express oneself. And so it is great that balance and that necessary ingredient is still part of the school program in Bartlesville.
Well, you get the opportunity to work with people who have, from in many cases, made their vocal music or instrumental music an important part of their life, or they wouldn't be singing or playing with you in October.
Well, that's true. We're going to have some wonderful musicians that will be playing, many of them members of the Bartlesville Symphony Orchestra.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. As I come to mind, a few that come to mind, we're going to have Pat Ainsworth on the flute.
Mm-hmm.
Gulia Halepater is going to be playing. We're going to have, she studied, of course, in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
We're having David Kazmierczak, you know, the principal first violin
concertmaster
of the symphony. Rhonda Carr and her husband Greg from the high school will be playing. Of course, Nan Bullinger, she started OK Mozart. She's going to be playing viola.
Yeah.
My goodness, Faye McMillan. We're going to have John Lytle and Jason Horn. Of course, Travis Dunlap is playing.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have Travis Dunlap's going to be playing the trap drums. And we're having Stephen Goforth playing first trumpet. Sean McKinney. Sean McKinney, he teaches the band over there in Dewey. He'll mm-hmm. be with us. We're having Mike Dotson, and he's in the area school, teaches over at Wayside. He's going to be playing trumpet. And Stephanie Powell, a phenomenal horn player, and just a number of fine instrumentalists. Stephen Goforth, who is coming over from Tulsa, you know.
For sure.
He has a Ph.D. in trumpet performance.
Yes,
and
he does.
So,
One Heavenly Night coming up in October. Well, again, that's the evening of the 29th.
The 29th.
Okay. And what time do people need to be there for?
Well, the program starts at 6 p.m. The doors will be open at 5, and people will be piling in. Last time we did something similar called Hymn Song a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. The balcony and the bottom floor and overflow into the foyer was the case. So that's what we're anticipating.
Come early. All right. Wade Daniel with us this morning on a Community Connection on K1.
You're listening to the ONN. I'm Sean Carey. Election day around the state.